I'm freaking.
Look at Bella looking like, who is all these niggas up in here? Bella look lost.
Hey. Okay. Where my sounds at?
I watched the fucking video of her shaking ass to this song. She was like twerking on Offset. I said, oh man.
Now I gotta look it up.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them. The club, the house.
If that bitch is not a freaky up.
And she had a Newport and another one.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Bitch,
baby daddy wanna kill me. Yeah. Yeah. All right. What is this? What is this, Shanae? Offset featuring Cardi B, Freaky. Off of that new Offset.
Offset and his set motherfucking wife.
I love it.
That's dope, though.
I love it.
Rap songs with my wife.
What you and TT song sound like?
Freak nasty.
I know you fucking lie.
Exactly. What?
Oh, relax. Freaky.
Tap me up on P Street. Bad, I don't know. It's giving sultry.
Sultry?
Yeah.
He Offset, she Sade. Chris is not Offset.
I'll allow it.
Chris is Joyner Lucas.
Who is that? Wait.
Oh, I like Joyner.
Don't start naming people I don't know.
You gonna take it as disrespect?
Yeah, it's getting judgy in here.
Oh, it was.
Oh, now we about to have a tag team with the girls.
What you mean? Who on teams? Who you think
the team?
You think? Wow, I'm not a girl, y'all.
Me and bro.
Daniel. Me and Daniel. Dan, the cheerleading man.
Why does the song feel like it's long? It's not, though.
How long is it? How many minutes?
3 minutes and 19 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's because all songs are like 2 minutes and 30 seconds nowadays.
Facts. He done switched that flow a few times. Come on, Offset.
Did you hear his freestyle?
No.
Ooh, it was great. You did a good job.
I actually thought he was just going to be a good little husband and leave his career alone. No.
Why'd you think
he turned that thing right on up.
I know you don't believe in zodiacs and stuff, but that boy is Sagittarius.
I have no clue. I have no clue what that means.
He wasn't sitting the fuck down nowhere.
Not even close.
I used to think, mistakenly, but I used to think that Offset was the best Migo.
No.
I mean, I know better
always,
now.
It was always Tate.
He's second.
Yeah.
It was always
easily
Tate.
Second.
Easily.
But
second.
I'm saying, Offset.
I mean, there's only three of these niggas.
But Offset is not as, he's definitely closer to Takeoff than Quavo.
Yeah.
Levels wise, if we talking, you know. But shout out to Quavo, though. I don't mean no disrespect. I'm trying to be nice to everybody after.
After Drake.
Yeah, he got me nervous. I'm just.
Yeah, rappers got a pen.
I don't want nobody writing no diss songs about me because I'm sensitive.
What you think he's going to say?
I might have a lot of shit to do.
I don't know. Like, bitch, all them kids. Two baby daddies. Like, I don't know what the fuck he going to say. But whatever he say, it's going to hurt.
It's going to sting.
Yeah. Staying in Raytown, what the fuck is that? Like, God, I don't. I'm sorry.
In a modest home.
In a modest home. Yeah. Backyard got a hole in the gate. Like, all right.
Oh my.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm
your
okay.
Dog can't go outside.
Yeah, he can't. He can't. He can't because he gonna run away. He got it. It's a hole in the fence.
Is it really?
Yeah. If somebody, if anybody listening would like to come and fix my hole in the fence, it's charity work.
Just
let
deed.
Me know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna shout you out for sure. We gonna get you some business. Somebody gonna pay you, not me.
We definitely gonna put a discount code on your shit.
Period. Let's collab.
What's up, Shanae?
Welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shanae.
I'm Chris.
I'm Daniel.
And you are
Sierra.
Hey.
And you are
Kyrie.
We have guests on guests. It's well, we got quiet. We have a live studio audience today.
I was going to do the air horn. I'm not getting.
We need to apply. When I do like this, that means y'all clap. Yeah, yeah. Like,
Here,
Jerry,
man.
Jerry.
She already don't like my artificial clap.
Please don't do that one. I would rather them end up doing that. All
what's right, the man. Artificial clap?
Let her hear.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It's really. Yeah, yeah. I'm not. It's the clap is not as bad as the air horn.
That sounds
the air,
like rain.
The air horn I despise. Let play me the air horn.
Don't hit him.
I'm not gonna hit him because I asked him to.
Come on. I like
that's
that.
What I'm
it
sounds
like a little baby
now
air
we
horn.
On teams.
Can I get that? Do my introduction again. Run that back.
One more time. From the top.
Welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast, everybody. I'm Shanae.
I'm Chris.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Sierra.
I'm Kyrie.
That sound dusty as hell.
That's hate. That's
it's
hate,
not
okay.
hate.
Hey, okay.
That is a trifling
the
air horn.
Happen. You can hate now.
The air horn is disgusting. Right. It's childish.
Danielle, how do you
feel
about the
You can do better
horn?
Than that. You can do better than
Danielle,
that.
How do you feel about the air horn?
It's just a baby air horn. It gives
some bass.
Like Kia's. The little thing. Like a Kia.
All right. Sierra, and they steal them cars every
Sierra,
day.
How do you feel about the air horn?
I mean, it's a little childish. I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't need you guys anymore.
Okay.
You got me. It's all okay. Right.
Thank you. And I'm controlling the board, so.
Oh, well,
run it back. Run it back.
Majority rules.
No. No, I'm not, because last time I got hit for
You're going to get hit this time.
You got hit twice.
You did.
Send
was
help.
It worth
send,
it?
Send help.
Let me work
if you're listening. It'd be nice to have some security.
Blink twice if you need
you
somebody.
Some promo, you can get some free promo. I'm
out of
shout
you?
You out. Yes.
Okay.
If they stood right here and made sure you didn't punch me every time.
Who I'm going to let in my house to do that?
The person that come with me. That's the last thing you gonna say to me.
So they gonna get punched too. That's fucked up. Exactly.
Listen, with all these people that came to your house, I'm just bringing one extra person,
and they gonna get punched.
That's cool. Oh no, we put
everybody that's
out.
In my house was invited.
My security be
your
invited.
Your puncher person is
my
not.
Security will person. Be invited.
No,
all
right. Your puncher person isn't.
All right, I know where to get the security from.
Where? And don't you bring my friend into no mess. Cause she over there minding her business.
I'm not. That is not what I mean.
What you mean?
I know security company.
Cause I'll beat your ass.
I know a few people. Hey,
who?
Don't do that.
Who
don't
you
do
know?
That.
Cause you was being shady.
No, I wasn't.
I know
I'm
when I see
I'm not naming
it.
Nobody for free.
I know when I
until
see it.
Until they show up.
Mm.
What you see?
A shady nigga. With a green hat on.
Judge.
That's missing letters in his name.
Yep. All right, guys.
I don't even care. Listen, all right. I see this is going to be one of those episodes with me and Chris.
It's going to be hate. It's a lot of women in here, listeners.
It's a lot of men in here, too.
Right. I think it's equal. Mm. No, never mind.
If we got
it's
the
never,
kids.
It's never equal. We got the kids.
Oh, I'm glad we finna have this conversation today, but we have to have the rule. We about to set some ground rules for this, because I would very much like to talk about, and I know y'all don't want to hear about it, but we're going to talk about it for briefly. But we about to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith, Alcina Shakur.
She wanted, oh my she trying to make me mad, y'all. Mm.
It's the
I'm
fact that you gave Smith
she
first
to make me mad.
And the other one's last.
I gave Pinkett first.
Why are you trying to anger me?
I'm not trying to anger you. Right. I just want to talk. All
right. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Wait, is this what we starting off with?
I guess so.
Oh, shit.
My only issue is... I feel like she talked too damn much.
Amen.
Okay, now pause.
Hold on, wait.
I have a counter. I have a counter for every.
Because she finished.
I got a counter. She said that's her only issue.
That was my only issue is that she talked too much. She needs to keep her business in her home.
Here's my counter.
I agree.
Here's my counter.
Go ahead.
Jada did a memoir. She wrote a book.
Okay.
All of the things that are being reported on are these reporters reading the book and telling us what's in the book.
Why does she have to write the book?
It's not
right.
Mm. Everybody writes books.
I know, but that's
people
just
who
doing
don't
too
people
much.
Who aren't even famous write books about their lives.
So Jada Pinkett.
So what? Why didn't nobody say, "Damn, Will, why you writing a book?"
Because Will's famous.
So what? She
did Will write what Jada wrote about?
He wrote about things. He wrote about Jada. He wrote about Jada not wanting to ever be married. He wrote about a whole bunch of stuff, but nobody want to talk about that.
That's not really slander. If that was true.
He didn't. She didn't slander him.
I feel like he embarrassed him. Will.
No, it's not saying that her shit wasn't truthful. It's just the fact that damn bitch, everything.
I feel like this also.
I think she musty in real life.
Wow. Well, I hope she put her musty ass armpit right in your nose.
Why?
Because you deserve it.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
It is.
Don't
cool.
change the fact I think she musty in real life.
You can believe that. Why you think I think that? Jada looks like she all smells delicious. All that testosterone
she be walking around with, she got to be a little musty.
Jada looks like she smells a Virgo.
Musty.
Mm. I thought they were private people.
They ain't.
What does that mean?
I'm just playing.
I think so. I know a lot of Virgos that are.
I do too, and they ain't that private.
Your Virgo be telling the business.
What Virgo?
I mean, the Virgo you know. The Virgo.
Yeah. Talk too damn much.
To who, though? To, like, close friends or, like, anybody that'll listen?
Anybody.
That's crazy.
I don't know no public speaking.
Right, so I want to be, I want to say what I want to say, but I can't say what I want to say.
No, say what you want to say, because then I got a question for you.
No, go ahead. Ask me the question.
So, ladies, would you see yourself doing this to your husband
or writing ex-husband? A memoir, first of all.
No, just continuously slandering his name.
She's I'm not slandering my business
no, or
at
slandering
all.
Your relationship publicly.
She didn't slander
it. They don't even have it. A relationship.
She said we're not together. How is that shaming it?
I don't feel like she slandered it, but I'm a firm believer of keeping my business to myself. But I don't think that she is slandering him. I just feel like she's talking too damn much.
Like, what's the point in getting married if that's not what you wanted her to do?
She said that she felt pressured into it from her mother and from Will.
That's real. That can happen.
I mean, yeah, but now you at the point where...
Oh, shit.
I hate y'all. That's not what I was saying. I'm just
get
saying...
Get the air horn, Chris. Get the air horn.
Oh, shit. Nah, I ain't gonna do my
come on, come on, come
she on.
She
on my team. No, no. No, Shauna, no.
That it can happen. You can be pressured into getting married.
Right, but what I'm saying... What, okay,
the
I get that.
This motherfucker ooh, like, yup. 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 No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that it can happen. All
right. But at what point do you do something for? Well, I guess she's writing this book, so this
it's
is
a
for
lot
herself.
Of people that don't do shit for themselves until they older.
That's what I'm saying. That at what tragic. Point do you decide that? Like now, she's saying she don't want to get a divorce because that's not what they want to do. Like
that's the confusing shit. Like what is happening?
I guess he has said, and she. I guess well he said that he feels like divorce is failure. Like he didn't want to divorce the first
but they're
wife.
Not that's even true. Together.
Now, is that not is failure? Failure. But this is failure. Is failure.
Well
this embarrassment this is failure.
This is failure due to her reaching this far and embarrassing him.
I gotta add
you are saying why that he's embarrassed and this man is he's nah, not that, saying
he's,
that.
He's literally walking
Will
right
Smith
the...
has had a girlfriend for so long.
So that's what I'm saying. So why not get a divorce if you're gonna have a girlfriend?
This is not, but what I'm saying is
he didn't put that public.
And we've also spoken
who's publicly saying Will Smith been dating somebody else.
She didn't put her relationship, her extracurricular affair.
Well then they were saying they was in an open relationship.
They are.
When you fucking a little boy, sometimes a little boy gets to talking.
They're not in an open relationship.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Chris. I understand. Saying you over here being very
stating facts.
You're over here being very traditional. Yeah. If these people choose to have an open marriage, that is their fucking business if that's what they want to do.
So why don't just
well if they wasn't getting a divorce, they getting one now.
Exactly.
Man, it might be some paperwork stating that for
the kids is grown and they still ain't got a divorce.
If it's Will that's feeling like if they don't get a divorce or if they do get a divorce, it's failure. All these opinions and all this shit. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. Because this shit ain't even.
Hey, Will, leave that musty ass woman.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Will don't care. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Will.
You don't know he don't care.
This dirty woman.
Girl, you know he don't care.
If Will was going to leave her, he would have left her after the August shit. And they wouldn't even together.
Not just that. He would have left her after he slapped Chris and lost like
all of that.
Yeah, he lost stuff. He lost money.
Let me tell y'all.
Well, that wasn't her fault.
I know it wasn't, but I'm just saying, like he didn't done a lot.
He decided to slap that man.
Wait. That wasn't what?
That wasn't her fault that he slapped her.
No, it's not her. It's not her fault at all. What I'm saying is he's like literally losing.
Do we need to run the tape back?
I feel like all of these things are.
It's just
he didn't have to walk his ass up there. And
can we be honest?
It's giving toxic.
Did we see the way she looked at him?
So what?
That
still was his decision. That was his decision, and I don't think that.
So what the fuck happened to protect the black women?
Quit cutting my friend off, or I beat your ass.
All I'm saying is that now that she's publicly said, you know, about the divorce shit. And he's against it. Now that she said it and we know it, now they probably can get a divorce. Now he'll probably be cool with it.
It's good.
That's what I'm saying. All the other shit didn't matter. Now it's like, all right, bitch, now you trying to hurt me. Okay.
Yeah. But what happened to protecting black women?
Hold on.
Now she getting up there literally shamed and disrespected about some shit that's unhealthy.
Can I get the one mic?
This man who was once her husband.
One mic. Listen to me.
Sometimes I start talking about protecting black
women. No.
Oh, wow.
I'm
going to
protect this black woman. And you know. Listen. Will Smith was gleefully
happily
posing with Jada's book,
posing,
telling everybody buy the book.
Look at
the, what's this on is the book where she's telling all of the business.
This ain't got nothing to do with the smart.
This is the book where he should leave her because now she's telling all the business. He knows what's in the book.
No, he should have left her because she must.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. And you're wrong because she smelled good.
Her energy, she smelled good. Her energy now,
Willow.
No, her energy musty. Is musty. And she looked like she might have a little stench, but her energy is fucking terrible.
She does not give that.
She don't.
Sorry. I don't know what
she
the fuck.
She do not look like y'all be looking at.
Christopher is a misogynist.
She looks really smooth. Sorry. And
call me
clean.
What you want, but don't call me for fronts. Did. Southside, give me. Oh, that's 2 Chainz.
That's 2 Chainz.
He seems really passive, though.
No, but seriously.
Because I'm telling you, if the shoe was on the other foot and this was Will behaving this way,
I'd have been like, she need to leave.
No, you fucking wouldn't.
I would, too. This nigga tripping.
Because why are you? No, because when I said if the shoe was on the other foot, you like, you would not. You'd be like, boy, this nigga Will out here turning it off.
Hell no.
Oh, this nigga Will.
That's some single
it.
Man shit. Back in my day, I might have thought that, but that shit ain't cool,
Chris,
now.
You've been not married for 10 seconds. Stop playing with
and
me.
And you got to live in it.
You ain't.
Nigga, I am.
Lied so if TT was telling your business.
I mean, she ain't doing it. TT
was
playing.
Telling your business. You out?
I'm what?
Are you out if she was out telling your business saying that y'all was in an open relationship and stuff?
I would be out with as much embarrassment as she's caused. It's embarrassing.
But that's embarrassing you.
You are my person. No, that's what I'm saying. She hates me.
So to you. So what you're doing is projecting your feelings and how you would move in your relationship onto Will.
Okay, so let me say this
that's
to
not
Will.
You. That nigga be weird. That nigga be crossing his legs and all that.
Oh my God.
Can I speak directly to that man?
Go ahead. Sorry, no offense to nobody that be crossing their legs. Exactly.
Thank you.
It's not a girl.
All right, I'm going to speak directly to Will. Hey, Will, man. This is Chris.
We appreciate you listening every week.
My brother, we appreciate your listens. We even understand your circumstances. Maybe you like it. Maybe you like a little abuse.
Understand.
Maybe you just think it ain't abuse at all. But Will, do us all a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty please.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your motherfucking nuts, nigga, and leave her.
Will ain't worried. He not worried. That's a nigga with some money. He's not worried.
That's a nigga with some money and a whole other bitch.
Yes. He's not worried.
What the fuck about what Jada doing?
And leaving, they're separated.
And he may not.
And that might be why she on this musty run.
She because
he don't give a damn.
She doesn't even look musty for one. Like
that's a lie, boy.
That's like a girl.
Don't make me pull up this picture.
Hey, raise y'all hands in the audience if y'all think Jada look musty.
Okay. Von Jay says she does.
Half and half.
There we go.
No, too late. You only got you one person. I don't care if you put
is
up
that
two 50%?
Hands. 50%.
That is, and they don't want. Musty.
I ain't going.
Nigga, please.
Is Jada Pinkett Smith musty? Did
look
you type
how musty
that in?
She look.
Okay, the picture on the far
reports.
Left.
I need reports.
Look at this. Look at this bad wig.
Let me see. It's
musty.
Gonna be old.
That just means her wig stiff.
Yeah. And I mean, it ain't
I'm
like
about
a
to
bad
do
wig because I know she got hair issues. Yeah. But seriously.
Yeah, and that's how you behaving to somebody that's disabled.
Disabled.
look at you.
You right.
I hope you
musty.
Proud of yourself. I hope you are.
Now just as proud as she is about that book.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hair the same length. You need to stand in solidarity with
me. And I got a little fading going on too. Relax, all right.
Chris, you got alopecia.
A condo.
Oh my God.
That ain't what they call it on me.
But it was
balding.
Male patterned balding.
It might be alopecia. Go get tested.
Men can have alopecia.
I don't even want to know.
So I got it.
That's what she said. And that's why they bond like that.
Oh, he didn't talk about it.
She
though.
Didn't have it then, did she?
She did.
You born with alopecia.
She got it from Tupac.
She got it from Tupac.
Tupac gave it. You heard it here first.
He gave it to her when he was in Rikers.
Yep. He gave it to her after she didn't want to marry him. That's what it was.
You heard it here first. Oh, Tupac gave Jada Pinkett Smith alopecia. Yeah.
She said, yeah.
The math matters to me. Don't it make sense?
Yes.
He cursed her. Yes. He cursed her.
Actually,
that.
The dates match up.
It lines up. It just took a long time for it to come and just.
Oh,
know.
Shit. That's like when you get vitiligo and it don't hit you until you're about 45.
It's,
yeah.
It's giving,
same thing.
It's giving STD, the one you can't get rid of.
So musty.
It's a love TD. That's what they got.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a love TV.
Why is my wife running around telling her Tupac story every 3 weeks?
You ain't never been in love with a real nigga I see.
Oh, that's a soulmate.
She said that they wasn't never gonna be together. They just
every 3 weeks.
She still loved him. The love is even
that
outside.
That was her friend. She could talk about her dad.
You can't tell nobody how to grieve.
How many women in here? How many women in here still talk about her? They friend, not the one that
I
died.
I talk about my dead nigga
alive. No, not the one that
she
died.
She just did it the other day. Actually,
the one that's alive, the nigga that's alive.
I talk about that nigga to talk bad about him, but
he's
about
not alive.
Tupac is alive,
so you can't compare that.
Tupac is alive.
Kyrie wants this to be a conspiracy podcast so bad.
Or was it Cuba?
She said Tupac is alive.
It's Cuba.
It's Cuba.
Not Gooding Jr.
I'm with it. I'm riding with all this conspiracy shit.
Who was
the
that?
Alopecia story.
Ice Cube's son said he's seen
the alopecia story is true.
I believe
I've already decided that I believe that, and I'm going with it.
I'm about to send it into the shade room.
I've decided that I am going with that. When we talk about Tupac, we talk about alopecia. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm telling Marco that when he interviewed Jada, can you ask her if she got her alopecia from Tupac?
You definitely should DM
that to
him.
Definitely would ask that too.
That's a good one. Cause he did.
He should. It's important.
Hey, Will, leave her, man. It's all good.
I
know you. I know you happy with your white woman.
Already left
I get
her.
It. I get it, bro.
They're but already not together.
Cut the ties publicly.
What you do, Will,
is what you do is you don't even cut the ties publicly. You just put your new white girl, because we know you put her on your Instagram story and let it run for like 3 days. But you make the same picture 7 times. Just. Every time it's just the same picture. So you every time it ends in 10 seconds, the same picture pop back up.
You need to grow. No.
You need to heal.
No. I don't
you
know.
You need
how.
To heal.
It's I don't know how.
I feel like this is the thing also. I feel like probably another thing, and I don't know this for sure, this is speculation, unlike the alopecia thing, that's true. I think that they have so much money and assets and things like that. Like, sometimes divorce is just a hassle.
No, I believe that.
So, I think that they probably just like, fuck it.
That's the only real reason I believe they still together is because we got too much shit. Even though the kids is grown. Leaving right now, we got to split this house, these cars, the fucking funds, all the savings, all the... Hell no.
That's a lot to do.
It's all up to who gonna die first, bitch.
So just you go ahead and fuck on the little gay boy. I'm gonna go ahead.
What?
And fuck
they on the ain't even together no more. He just, got a boyfriend.
I'm saying
is possible.
I ain't gay no more.
No, he is.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying if that's what she wanna do, she can do it. Ain't nobody.
The way that old woman
I'm just not gonna be strict.
Out, he ain't gay when
so,
it comes to
yeah,
her.
So yeah, what did happen? To
I
them?
Think Jada Coochie go crazy.
Musty, because it got a little tint to
that's
it.
That's what you hear. That's what you're saying. But I bet you your ass will be sitting around, legs crossed.
Drowning in it.
That's
disgusting. Hello.
Hello. Yuck.
Yuck.
Oh, my God. What else we got?
You see how she got these men behaving?
Y'all mad. I am. I'm triggered.
So with that being said, you see how she got these niggas behaving?
Because she has dusty behavior.
And you think that coochie ain't going crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we know ain't no hair on it.
I'm not going to deny it. Oh, man.
Shut up.
All right.
Shanae. No, don't hit me.
No,
help,
because
police.
I said
that was perfect.
But it was right on time.
You did that because you seen I had this little shot in my hand.
Gotta play some more, Shanae.
Thank you so much to our tequila sommelier over here.
We got a resident.
Can I
bartender.
Have one now, please, sir?
It's Prenacking.
Can I have one now, please, sir?
I said no at first, but it's late.
She decided to grow up. All right. Well,
what happened?
Okay. Yeah,
we
exactly.
can't all pay attention to what's happening. Damn.
Oh, I thought somebody
is going.
I know. Then you had me thinking somebody's running up on us.
I know. Yeah. Is the door locked?
And we are safe, y'all.
We already that told y'all.
My security ain't made it yet.
Nigga.
They on the way. I text a nigga already.
Okay. Who is it?
Security.
Security. I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm going to be honest. I'll trip that nigga.
That's fine, Shawty.
I have Bella bite the fuck out of him.
That dog.
Are y'all ready to take the shot?
I'm not gonna shit on Bella on
Let's
the mic.
Let's go.
To what, Shanae?
To Jada Pinkett Smith
and her alopecia.
Yep. And her new book.
And Tupac. Ooh, I'm glad we talking about Tupac now. Y'all think they gonna hem Diddy up? Tell me. I need to know.
I think he got too much money.
Hell no.
To be locked up for that.
For murder?
They not. Yeah. How they gonna get him? Everybody
he gonna
dead.
Have somebody else. He gonna have leave. Somebody else take that before he.
But what's
do
dude name? I don't know dude name.
Keefe D.
Keefe D. Everybody dead, but Keefe.
Okay, so he's like,
Diddy done cleaned up the whole streets, and we left one man. You think he's
Diddy
gonna be?
Y'all think I'm finna go to jail for that?
No, he took everybody out that he needed to take out already. KPD is nobody to this situation.
So the fact that they brought him in for questioning, it don't matter at all.
No, he probably get thrown under the bus because he wrote books and did interviews, but he not enough to pull Diddy back in.
I don't think Diddy did it.
There's a lot of people that passed away. They said because of that little situation.
I like Revolt.
I like Diddy and Revolt.
I would like a job.
I think we can go for.
I do too. Diddy, yeah. Hashtag Diddy didn't do it.
And shout out to Carisha for winning again. Carisha, please.
Yeah.
That BET award.
Shout out to that woman.
I don't know how she keep winning.
Nori
said
something about that this time.
I don't know how she keep winning.
He said we was tied last time. They was tied, so he let it ride. This time he said no tie, no peace.
Shanae, Carisha just dropped the episode.
She did. I need to watch it.
That is the first, maybe the second episode this whole year.
That's not true.
How many episodes has
she been dropping a lot. She done had Herbo on here this year. Yes, she did. I would literally go look. Watched several of them.
No, seriously, please. Let's go look. Because I know this nigga Nori and Joe Budden and even Charlamagne kind of gay.
Okay,
ass.
Y'all talk while I'm looking.
They've been dropping episodes every fucking week.
So what he's saying is that they got more episodes.
How you going to say you about let them start talking?
Y'all know which one is my favorite one. The one with Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates? Mm-hmm. What episode was that? With Carisha?
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it.
What happened? I'm not a fan of Carisha. Tell me about it.
The fact that every episode has been in 2023.
I didn't love Kevin Gates until that.
Every single episode has been in 2023.
So you okay with getting your mouth spit in?
I mean,
she a Scorpio.
All right, we're going to get back to that.
We already had that conversation.
We have new guests. Danielle, thank you.
Okay, Carisha, please.
I just said Diddy, that was my favorite.
Diddy was on, that was the first episode, okay. March 17th, 2023. We have 3 episodes in March. We have 4 episodes in April.
That's 7.
We have 5. We have one.
Oh, damn, she got 13 already?
We have 1 in May, and then we have 2 in June.
Did you just add some or
no?
So
she only
13.
Did.
She didn't mean to
so
say 5. Okay.
She only she did. I meant to say yeah. It says May 5th, so it.
You fuck
yeah.
Like my math and subtraction.
She only did one. She did one in May. She did one in May.
That was
she
8.
Did 2 in June.
Okay, so about 14, 15.
Yeah, that was okay. And that's our. That's Summer Walker was the last one of that, and she's done several since then.
Summer Walker was a good one too.
Maybe it's are they all one. On Revolt? Because I don't see them no more. Maybe they're not promoting.
I'll be
them
watching
like
on.
I only see them online.
I wasn't trying to shade her, but I just maybe they just haven't been promoting her like they used to because I don't see them as often.
Maybe not, but or maybe she took
but
a little break.
She shouldn't have been able to be Nori
because Ari is now. Ari is the most recent one.
She shouldn't have been able to
but
be.
But no,
Nori.
I don't even see G Herbo. She had G Herbo on there. She had
Summer on there.
I already said the Summer Walker one, but she's had people on there that have been. It's been a lot of people. Ooh, shoot.
Shauna, I ain't gonna be mad at it though because I mean, Diddy doing this thing. That's how you supposed to do it.
Of course.
When you putting money into the system.
Meg was on the other one that I already said them. But she has, it's been a lot of episodes. Now, I will say, 2 years in a row, and you just started this year is, no, the math is not math to me.
You gotta fuck the right nigga.
But maybe it's just because it was March, and now it's October.
Wait, what award was it?
Over to twice in the same year?
That's what I'm saying.
What yeah, award was it? You.
The best hip hop platform.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Diddy.
Or was it just 2 different awards? Was that other one BET award too?
I think it was. Oh. We're gonna find out what Carisha Please won 2 awards back to back for. Because I believe it was. Because like I said, Nori and Carisha won last year. If they ran 2 back to back goddamn awards, maybe it was just like the BET awards and not the hip hop awards.
Mm. Maybe.
But anywho, shout out to them, man. Diddy, do your thing, man. Get you one and take her to the moon with you.
Wow.
Can't be mad at that.
It says, Carisha, please, hip-hop's biggest platform?
Question mark? Oh, shit.
Why they on that?
Yeah, I guess we talking about it that way, too, so I get it, but damn.
They need to stop playing because... Shanae. No, it says she got an award last year. It says Young Miami responds to criticism over first award for Carisha Please. The math ain't mathing, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
It don't make sense.
Either this year
but
or
I'm gonna
last
be quiet
year.
Because her nigga is allegedly paying to get knock niggas off. So I'm with it.
Hey, and, girl. And it's a lot of niggas that ain't here already, so we don't know if he's actually pretty good at his job. Or
R.I.P.
And I feel like also I would like to go, Carisha, please, or have her come here. You know, so
I like it. She listen.
I'm a city girl.
Shout out to the city girls.
Carisha,
she be having some good questions.
She do. I was just thinking that
she do. I like Carisha a lot. So Sierra wasn't here last week. She was supposed to be here last week, but she wasn't. She ended up getting to make it. So I want to ask this question because I know my friend want to talk about it.
Oh, shit.
And now, initially, I was just going to ask about the 35, having sex with 35 people, if we feel like 35 people is a lot.
Yeah.
But now I feel like we need to talk about Shannon Sharp as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But we going to crack it off with the you two both. Kyrie and Sierra, do y'all feel like 35 people is a lot of people to have sex with when you're in your 30s?
What's the baseline?
What you mean?
Timberland?
Just
Swiss
like at your age, 35 is a
at
lot.
At 30, I think she's 31. I think Brittany Renner is 31. Oh. At 31.
Ooh. Damn, that's crazy.
At 30,
add a few numbers on that motherfucker.
At 31, do you feel like 35 people is a lot of people to have had sex with? And Kyrie is a Christian. I feel like I should tell y'all that.
Thank you.
And Sierra is spiritual.
Hello. Amen. Praise God. And it's Sunday.
Sierra is spiritual.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'm going
to
let you have it.
No.
I don't think it's a lot of people.
I'll
hit this drop for you.
This is my thing.
Amen.
This is my thing.
Go off, sis.
I feel like niggas run through when men run through women. I mean, you started right with niggas.
Men,
period.
I don't know how men got into
this conversation. Because
y'all, the hypocrites.
Listen, y'all run through 35 in a couple months if y'all in the wrong fucking mood. So don't worry about what the fuck I do.
Let's stay on y'all for a minute.
I am. Listen, I don't give a fuck. Like,
no, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, give me more of an explanation on why it's okay for women to have that.
Because that's what I want to do. If I see fit to mess with somebody, and that's just what it is. Like, every man that I decide to be sexually active with is not somebody that might not be meant to be in my life long term. But damn, I can't do a little fucking.
Yes, I agree. I'm just wanting to hear it out of your mouth.
That is
100% with you.
That's my opinion. I saw the funniest tweet on Twitter. Somebody retweeted and was like, 35 ain't even crazy. I could save her for real. And I thought that was so fucking funny because I'm like, it's just not that deep. And I feel like
ain't no wrong.
I'm like, I just feel like only an insecure nigga care about shit like that. If you care about my number, then we are not on the same. But like, I can't do nothing with you. I'm cool. I'm gonna settle down. Settling down with a whore is probably my best bet because. Nigga, I just don't feel like 35 is a lot.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I'd rather you ask me my credit score. That's more important.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
That is more important. And that's the thing. Like, get with a nigga that's worried about your credit score.
And not your body count?
Yeah, I feel like God
has sent. That's a bar.
I feel like God has sent help. If you worried about my credit score instead of my body count, God has sent help.
I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
I would also like to add to that. That little thing that you like that I be doing, I learned that from nigga 29.
Was it 29 or yeah. 14? God. You just perfected it by 29.
No, it was 29. Nigga 14, they wasn't on shit.
Damn. But does everybody still, count, though? Does everybody 14 count?
14 was just running the numbers up a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, everybody counts.
No, just another
Wait, bill. No. Elaborate some. Come on. Does everybody count?
Everybody.
No.
Every space
body.
What?
You don't count everybody?
All right, so give me the ones that don't count.
Who side are you on?
Count everybody. No.
Girl, who told you that?
Come on now. You heard J. Cole.
Dang, y'all been hanging with the wrong people. I don't even remember everybody.
You are correct, but
and I'm supposed to count everybody? How?
Come on now.
Hello.
We
clearly on the right side of the couch.
Right, because
I agree with you, but I will also say this openly. I did go to Instagram and somebody popped up on my Instagram and I was like, damn, see? I forgot about you.
Hello?
Why are you still here?
So does everybody count?
I'm 34 with a lot of trauma. Like, why would I? Hey.
Come on now. What
Drea said it rolled off after 7 years like a credit score.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm
and here home. We are, back to credit.
That's real girl math.
I accept that logic.
If that's the case, I'm almost in the seven.
If we going by that, I'm probably like,
I cannot stand.
If we going by that, I probably got about 5 niggas.
Sure.
The fact that you are deducting niggas.
Because you can. Like, I'm, let me see. 1, 2.
This is,
I ain't gonna count.
Right, well, I'm not saying y'all wrong, but you know, like, shit.
Long story short, I'm like in almost a 700 club at least.
Or a credit score.
Like credit score.
Credit score.
Coochie credit.
Hey, don't.
Hey, credit score.
I was like, wait.
The coochie credit score.
Sierra, you have no idea how hard I'm about to hit this drop for yourself.
I'm glad you cleared it up because somebody might have listened like, damn, that bitch is trifling, bro. Like,
we talk about 35.
Like, no, it's the coochie credit score, not how many people she has.
So okay, you got, what, like a 730?
All right, so let's clean
745?
That up. What's a 530 coochie credit score?
A who?
What's a 530 coochie credit score?
I don't mind other people's coochies.
Hello.
It's definitely not a porn star. Like, I feel like that's lower.
Lower than a porn star? So you think a porn star may be like in the 6?
She might not even have a number.
She's saying that the porn star is lower than the 530. Than the 530.
Yeah. Okay.
I just feel like 530, you know, maybe she got.
So hell, what's a 750?
530 ain't bad.
What's a 750?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
a woman that's been married for a few years.
Oh my God.
There we go.
at least 5
that's
years.
That's why Danielle think everything post account.
You're good.
At least 5 years.
That's why she think everything post account.
Oh yeah, Danielle married for 10 years. Yeah, everything is post account, Danielle. I agree.
Yeah, cuz everything was one person for 10 years.
You see when you run
So
in
you
the
got
streets,
an 850.
When you run in the streets, you got
a point, not no more. Sorry.
Oh my God. Uh-oh.
Oh God.
Hey. Hello, go back.
Dang, it's the fact that he came out right when I said that, though. That's fucked up.
Lala, could you help him, please?
He said at the right time. He said,
pretty please. Pretty please.
He came out. He all came right out the room and said, coochie.
What about it?
My God.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Danielle.
No, I got an A50.
Why do you think that?
Still right now today.
Hello?
Is that business credit or personal credit? All right.
Why do you think that?
Okay, like
elaborate.
750.
750 is still generous.
699.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
hell
cool.
No, nigga.
I think that's cool.
750 is cool. 850 is like perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Is that a virgin? That's a virgin?
No.
Who wants that perfect love story anyway?
What is a virgin?
850 crazy. 850 born for
what? What would a virgin follow on?
They really was born.
Virgin is none? No credit?
No credit. But then that's bad because they don't like it when you got no credit.
That's fucked up.
They say no credit worse than bad credit. And that's real because that's how niggas feel. They like hoes.
Okay.
No credit is worse than bad credit.
In reality, hoes have always won.
Come on.
As much as people try
to shame them.
No
credit
is
worse
than bad credit. Hoes have always won.
I like that. No credit is worse than bad credit. I like that.
I see what y'all did. Y'all mapped that right on up.
You
I fuck with it.
And it's mathing.
It is. It's well put together. As if y'all thought about this for a while, even though I know for a fact. Y'all
we
did this shit on the spot.
We didn't have to think about it.
Now that I think about it, Chris, I might need some editing.
Why?
Nigga ain't no edit.
She didn't say some shit.
I did.
She didn't say some shit.
Danielle said she wants you to bleed.
Oh, shit. Shout out to bro.
Girl, fuck you. I get on here and talk about my hoisms every week.
Standing on this. No, I wasn't talking about my hoisms.
Which
part? I don't have hoisms, by the way.
Stand on business,
I was talking about...
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Which part?
We'll talk about it.
You didn't hear it. Sierra heard it. She was like, she didn't have to say that.
Yeah, we're in the game. We in the game. I have a timestamp.
Oh,
I messed it too hard up.
Don't worry, you'll hear it back on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Could don't even be listening, bro.
Now they all in here whispering, y'all. Shawnee, what
secrets make
somebody. You right, CRC. No. Somebody will, though.
Damn, we done talked about you. What happened with Shannon?
Y'all know and if they run back and be like, blah, 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 then Mel, you is a chatty patty.
And you ain't minding your business.
And you ain't minding your business. It's giving Jada Pinkett Smith.
And when you, and when you get to telling and they come addressing me, and I'm going to stand on it.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's what I'm here for.
Come thank on. You, Chris.
He got your back.
Yeah, man, we ain't having that shit. Move around.
Batman and Robin over here.
Like, you stand together as a unit.
So are we. I want to play a game now. Oh, I'm about to go. Y'all about to make me go get Carisha.
What the fuck happened to Shannon Sharp? Because I don't know what that story is.
We're going
to
play God. Have
Thank
You Ever?
Thank you, Chris, for bringing it back. Exactly.
So Shannon Sharp, you know, insane. He has a podcast or yes. whatever. The nigga
he
want to
get it with Britney yeah. and he do it on, with Ocho late night.
So he did the one with Ocho. This yep. is the clip I saw, at least, where he is telling Ocho Cinco he cannot be with a woman. All right, Bella. God damn.
Can we finally get the kids quiet? Here go Bella.
He tells Ocho Cinco that he cannot be with a woman that will fart in front of him or use the bathroom with the door open around him.
Yeah, he got to grow the fuck. Well, he from old. That. Well, no, he from that outhouse era.
No, he did say he grew up no, having to go to the outhouse.
Shannon Sharp and his family grew up in basically like a one bedroom shack, like country, no plumbing.
But how long ago was that?
No, nah, I mean, like,
I mean, it was a long time ago.
I mean, you
yeah,
got plumbing now.
He got trauma.
Yeah, fucked up. Mm. Yeah, real fucked up.
But his standpoint of women have they place to do this and men have they place to do that. But he's still insane. It, yeah, he needs to come.
Yeah, you got to bring that down a little bit. If you want to find a wife,
that's why he about himself.
I can't.
So is he going? Is he going to be with somebody that got like a 650 credit score or?
I can't do a little tutu.
No, he said. When you got to use the bathroom, you have to leave his house.
Or he's going to make you leave as well if he has to go.
Yeah, he said, yeah. I'll tell you, I need to run to the store.
He and said if we in the house together, we can't go to the main bathroom.
I thought you said you ain't see it.
No, nah, I seen some.
Liar. Look at your little teammate, Danielle. Liar.
I just want to get you started. I want to get you
So you lie?
It's all crazy. Okay. It's all crazy.
I push the narrative.
Yeah, he said he'll ask her to go to the store, and then that's his time to use the bathroom.
And you can't go in the master bathroom.
Yeah.
He is crazy.
I mean, I understand, but it ain't gonna get you far.
I can agree with having a pooping bathroom though, because being somebody that has a bathroom in my bedroom,
yeah,
it get crazy when a nigga wanna take a dump in there. Like yeah. we See, got another like let's go to the regular
the basement.
Yeah.
Not the one we gotta lay in.
I ain't gonna do painting like that. Let's go to the hall. Let's go to the hall bathroom so we
the
can
hall,
all just
that's the public.
But ain't nobody out here. If we in the bedroom and you doo-doo in there, I would rather you doo-doo in the main bathroom so then we can still be comfy, cozy, watch our movies and shit.
Yeah, because when you come back from the bathroom in the bedroom and you open that door and that whiff come out.
How about it's situational? Crazy. If we're in the living room, go to the bedroom. If we're in the bedroom, go
yeah,
to the
wherever
living room.
Yeah, wherever we
put
are.
That together, Kyrie?
Wherever you're furthest from where we're currently kicking it.
Go shit there.
Go doo-doo there. That's what
but
I
to
mean.
Leave the whole house? You got me.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, that's trauma.
In the
that's
middle
trauma.
Of the night?
It's what, like, trauma. The man used to go shit and piss in bushes in outhouses.
Well, then why he don't go back out there?
Relax.
I'm just saying.
And also the way he behaved when Brittany Renner said 35 men.
He was disrespectful.
He country. He
was extra.
You can tell he wasn't running the streets in when he was in college and in the pros. Mm. If he was, he wasn't like running the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
he thought that he was listening to him. So, oh, you only been with 10
that
women?
That nigga, who
10 men? Oh,
it ain't about
okay.
what he was doing. It's about what he with the women he thought was
they
doing.
Were lying.
And furthermore,
to him.
Let me tell y'all
he
something. A lot of these little bitches that y'all think are just such goody goody ass women,
no, they not.
Are hoochies?
They outside.
Bitch, we outside tonight.
They
just keep that shit low.
And we respect that. As me and we
that's
do
cool.
respect
that's your business.
Low.
You ain't got to tell nobody. But don't be all in the comments like, I agree with Shannon Sharp. Because why would she be having sex with 35 men and you done had sex with 55 men? Mm-hmm. And you 22.
It's only low until she start giving head, though. Because when she do that tongue swirl thing, you be like, bitch, you been outside.
But maybe she got more niggas head than she fucked.
That's even wilder.
Is that worse?
That's wild.
What's her credit score?
What is the credit score to that?
I'm just saying.
How does that ding your credit score?
I don't know, because I don't be doing that.
Right. I can't answer for that, but buy another bitch.
Is that an on-time
enough to do that?
Is that an on-time payment? Shit. Is that considered an on-time payment?
Kyrie said that is a pro and not a con.
Nah, I'm just wondering.
That's an inquiry.
It's a ding?
It's a ding.
Lowers your score by
just
one point.
Inquiry.
Just
a little bit.
One to two points.
I'm with Chris on that.
What, that is a ding?
Yeah.
Girl, why? Why do you want? I mean, some bitches just be freaky. She just want to.
Oral fixations is real.
How my phone end up way over here on the floor?
Oral fixations are real.
Yeah, that's insane.
You ever seen a woman run around here talking about? I just need me a pickle.
I mean,
a hot pickle. Oh, I'm craving hot pickles. Oral fixation.
You can't just want a pickle.
Some women just like
if you need a pickle every fucking day.
Oh my god, I don't think that's an oral fixation.
What about if you eat ice every day?
Then your oral iron fixation is low.
No, what the fuck you messing with her?
She's not even in here. She didn't even hear me. I just was wondering if it was the same.
Oh, leave shit. Her
alone. She didn't hear me. I'm not messing with her. She didn't hear me.
Chris already just started with her.
He said he wasn't talking about her.
Now, Danielle, I know you was born at night. Not last fucking night.
Oh, my God.
Well, I punched this nigga, man.
Punch who?
You.
No, why me? You.
They fucking with you, bro.
No, we're not. All right. What else we got, Shanae? We about to...
Okay. I'm glad we're here.
But shout out to Shannon Sharp. Hey, boy, you wildin'. Get you a woman, obviously.
Literally.
You don't know what it's like to have a woman in your house.
Man.
Boy.
Not allowed.
He not married her. He says, has he ever been married?
He's single. He had a long-term girlfriend that he was going to marry.
Was she white?
I don't know. It gives, though.
No, I don't think so. I think he only fucking with black women for real.
Really?
Yeah,
can't tell.
Hey, Siri. Do Shannon Sharp be fucking with white bitches?
I just feel like she won't know the answer.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here, Siri.
Siri don't be knowing the tea. Okay.
I think it's the way you ask.
Exactly.
You gotta ask ChatGPT.
I don't think she doesn't know. I just think it's what you ask.
Well, she supposed to be my Siri.
Is Shannon Sharp outside or no?
She know how I talk. I mean,
you're not talking to Alexa. You're talking to Siri. She's much more proper.
My Siri is black. She's a black woman. She know what I be saying. I get in the car when I... Never mind. I get in the car when I need directions. I ain't going... And I be like, Siri, take me home. She be like, okay. No, I ain't talking to you right now. I'm on a podcast, girl, right now. Okay, so this is a question I wanted to ask y'all. I feel like we probably are all going to agree, but I would like to hear everyone's take on it still. Do you feel like the chemistry between two people is more important than the actual mechanics of the sex? Meaning, I'm going to give you an example.
Please.
Do you feel like it's like you can have better sex with a guy that has like a small dick or don't know what he's doing with it, but y'all like have good chemistry, or the nigga with the equipment but it's dusty?
The nigga you met today.
What do you think? Let's go counterclockwise. Kyrie?
Why we gotta start with me?
Because we ain't started with you yet.
I just feel like this is a very tough question to answer.
Why? You ain't never been in that situation?
What I feel like story I'm telling myself is we gotta have a connection, but I just also feel like people be like, it's the motion of the ocean.
I mean, sometimes that be true.
Yeah.
Sierra.
That's all I got the alpha.
I think it's the chemistry. I mean,
you gotta be like, you can't be ugly and not have chemistry.
That's not really ugly, chemistry.
But I'm just saying that's part of the chemistry though. I gotta be physically attracted
to
you. I need
the vibe
too.
The vibe gotta be there. I probably can figure out the rest. I'm saying this. Okay, he can be. He's physically attractive to you.
Oh, okay.
But
do y'all have chemistry?
The say we got the same nigga, carbon copy, the same nigga, right? One of them is not as endowed. The other one is not as. He ain't got enough fluidity, or maybe he don't like. Maybe it's just awkward when y'all are interacting during the sex.
He's not
whatever.
As charming.
You can definitely teach that. I'm with you.
You can teach charming.
No.
Oh, the other stuff.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry. I mean, I know I'm kind of shallow too. I don't know.
No, they both fine. They look the same.
Oh, they 5'2".
And they want you.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's the same, you gonna pick the nigga with the chemistry.
Yeah, because I mean, shit, I didn't listen.
I done had some horrible.
This is my story.
You said you done worked with some shit.
I done worked with some shit that should have been some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck was that shit? So it got to be the chemistry.
Daniel.
Hello. I thought we was going around. That means you.
How I said. I'm going to stick beside him.
I asked the question. I, of course, answer last.
Me, I think chemistry as well, but.
It's always a but.
I know. I think it could be somebody you just. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going with chemistry. Sorry. I was about to go too deep, so never mind. If you was about to say, like, somebody you just met, was that what you was going to say?
Yeah.
The chemistry could still be there. That's that true. Might be how y'all ended up there.
That's true.
Yeah. That's why she probably done been with 35 niggas. Hello. Yeah.
Because she fall in love with everybody.
No, you ain't even got to be in love. In love.
I mean, like, whoa, you know what I mean by, like, falling in love.
But she like, okay, the vibe like is this. There. This about to be a good time. This you become cool. You become a little connoisseur right then.
Right.
You
know?
Little connoisseur.
It's
right.
Always disappointing, then, though.
I was just about to say, then you're heartbroken when it
ain't. Oh, man. I don't think that I've had sex with somebody that I had good chemistry with that the sex wasn't good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happened.
It's the
to
chemistry
me.
That makes it good, regardless of what you bring to the table.
That's why. That's
unless
why
he brought something that you probably really couldn't handle or deal with, like small or two, whatever. I don't know how y'all hoes work, but unless he was just either.
Whoa. Did you say y'all hoes or did you say
I need you to enunciate. I need you to enunciate.
He said it twice. I was like, you just gonna keep saying that.
You gonna get these hands from over here.
Y'all hoes. I don't know what y'all hoes we doing.
I was minding my business until that one.
I feel like
I don't know
like
what your vaginal
hole
needs. Yes, needs, but. Yeah.
Anyway, what y'all hoes got to say about that?
I feel like niggas don't need chemistry.
They don't.
Y'all no, just... not at all. Oh, men don't need chemistry because that's our job in the first place.
Wait, we don't have to provide chemistry?
Y'all be dull as rocks.
Wow.
A nigga got to put that...
First of all, who is y'all?
That is crazy.
Women's.
Me and
who you calling a bitch?
Hello. My friend is charismatic, okay?
Hello.
I mean, and I'm not saying all women, you know, but... It's so
but you say
all
the ones you
but you say y'all
not
didn't
us.
Have no I mean, chemistry. I speak in
clearly
in
we got
terms.
The vibe.
I don't know. I didn't see my friends said a couple.
Nah,
of,
y'all be having ass titties.
Nah,
some have actual personalities.
I'm just talking about us on the couches.
Oh man, I ain't
seen my we can't
and
speak,
lie.
I don't
and
know
my,
y'all like that.
My bad, girl.
On y'all. Ew.
Nah, I didn't see my friends.
Boy, ain't you
seen
here? Come on.
And I'm not like, oh, I know she about to have a good time because she did that.
Say that.
Oh, shit.
I know all three of these bitches, niggas be liking me on period.
I mean, you just got.
It's my personality.
Woman, what's crazy is as a woman, you don't have to do all the extra, but you do have to be fun.
Hello.
You can't
not
be
even.
A fucking boring broad sitting
they
here
like
just
mystery.
Waiting to be entertained. Eh, we don't.
She a Scorpio.
Hey, you know what's funny about
they
that?
Like mystery.
We
they do like mystery.
No, you're right. We do like mystery. But as soon as we crack that motherfucker, we throwing that puzzle in the closet.
Niggas don't give a fuck.
Not you throwing
as soon
it in
as
the
we
closet.
Crack that mystery.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, they mystery as far as like maybe long term, but that's it for that part.
For a fun time?
You
for
gonna
a
come back. Niggas don't care.
Running it back.
What?
You right.
No, I'm right. I know.
Hey, you said pussy?
I know
no,
whores.
Shit, we out
of
here.
Hello, I know whores. All
right, relax.
When the last time y'all met a mysterious bitch? Be honest. I ain't never met a mysterious nigga. Niggas will get to you and be upfront like, hey, man. So,
got to.
Like, damn.
What a nigga gonna beat around the bush for?
They don't.
And be a friend?
Hello?
Yeah.
Nigga beat around the bush so long, now he in a friend zone. Because
you
done
told me.
How did I get out of here?
Because you done told me all of that, and I don't even like it. So... Thanks. Whatever.
Thanks for nothing.
Oh my God. Now he don't listen to all these stories. Next story here. Well, me and my friend James. Bitch,
yeah.
Who?
Oh shit.
Mm-mm. How did we get here? What, who am I?
We
to
all
you?
Do J names around.
Yeah. Oh, can we pick a different name?
No James. Steven. No James, no Pisces. Period.
And no cancers.
Anthony, like where
Anthony, I'm never fucking with a nigga.
Oh
named
no, the name alone is a hell no.
I've told y'all on several occasions.
Sorry, Anthony's.
I'm serious about these names.
No
Anthony,
here,
ew.
Anthony is crazy.
How do you even spell that?
Your mama went out her way to fuck your name
up.
You are not a good person.
Please don't.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Maybe the mama got like a speech.
And that's not his fault that his mama named him.
But Anthony smells musty.
It's not his fault. But if you this old, you could have changed it.
Okay, makes sense.
Anthony and Jada are musty.
You were this old, you could have changed to Anthony. I'm not
to Anthony.
You. I wanted to play a game with my friends, but they don't want to do that on the on
what
on
game? There. What we playing, Dave? You didn't even give us a chance.
Play, I want to play. No, oh Danielle wait, let me ask. No.
Never have I ever.
No.
What to what? Oh no, I'm not playing that. This bitch not about to embarrass me. No. Let me ask you a question though.
Okay. Me or everybody?
No, I already asked y'all that. Oh. Me and Sierra on the same
she
page.
She wants to ask Kyrie a question.
Yes, Kyrie. I'm so sorry. I couldn't remember what your name
I'm
was.
I'm scared.
You have to let go of one.
Oh, shit.
And there's no loopholes.
Okay. No loopholes at
no
all.
No loopholes at all. 1, 6, 2, $20 million, and 3, your teeth. Which one you letting go?
You can only keep one.
You going no.
Was it one or two?
You can keep two. You gotta let one go.
The white people getting veneers. Come on now.
Hello, that's a loophole. You can't get new teeth.
Can't get new teeth.
You can't get new teeth. You can't masturbate. You can't.
The money is yours.
You can't get $20 million later. You stuck at your regular what you make right now for the rest of your life.
The way my life is currently set up, I gotta get rid of one.
Yes. Yep.
I'm scared because this is a.
You do have a nice smile.
I know. I know. My teeth are beautiful. Like, come on now. I feel like I almost want to go with sex. Cause,
yeah, that's what I'm going.
Because you want the $20 million.
I mean, that's $20 million. But then I think about taxes.
No.
But there's no loopholes.
Ain't no loopholes.
Okay, babe. Yeah, I'm going to just have to go with sex. Because the way y'all set up
y'all
nowadays.
Some good people.
And when I say y'all, I don't mean you, Chris.
I'm going to be in this motherfucker.
But see, me, I thought. Not damn. Thought, I think. That masturbation shouldn't be included in that. Because that's not sex.
If I can't buy veneers, you cannot masturbate.
No, it's that not is, the same nope, thing.
Can I buy a prostitute?
No, that's true.
No.
That's sex.
But do we have to
get the same it only works if both
you and
are
the same person.
It yeah, Andre said he get rid of the money.
Yeah, he's like, I never had $20 million before.
Hello, so what? Why give away something you ain't never had before?
But you gonna have it.
We're in the money.
Yeah, listen, yeah, I'm taking the money.
I'm gonna be on this motherfucker a lot.
Teeth.
Welcome to the Hunger Podcast. This is Shanae.
No more steak?
Nah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll put that bitch in a blender.
Oh my God.
That don't hit the same.
I'm never getting rid of my teeth. There's just no way.
$20 million?
Nigga, no teeth. I'm a gum it. I'm a cut it in pieces.
Ain't no way.
Hello?
Then you ain't getting six.
And you are not getting on the podcast.
I have $20 million, bitch. You think I'm not fucking? You're crazy. You think somebody not gonna fuck? Niggas is fucking so bitches only, with no teeth for free. Fucking,
you're right.
So you only want to have sex with people for your money.
I don't give a fuck.
Be sex at that point. Like, nigga, I'm rich.
I fuck. I'll think you now. Oh, there you go.
Shanae.
What?
That was crazy.
What the fuck was that?
Why you asking me? You the sound nigga.
Sound.
I know.
You the sound nigga.
Make sure you didn't touch nothing.
I'm way over here.
What
are
you giving up?
Man, we asking the audience, y'all. Lala, what are you giving up?
She giving her teeth. You can't give veneer.
You can't give veneer. Okay, how about this? Is this a loophole? Can I take a picture and put it on Instagram and use a teeth filter? Like, is that considered a loophole?
Yes, you can.
As long as you ain't got teeth in person.
If that was the case, they would have never said no teeth.
Hey, we just need a quick answer because they can't even hear y'all.
I know. What do you get? You get rid of your teeth. Okay, Vonjay, what do you
get rid of? Teeth gone. Your money, sex? Your teeth, or sex? What's going on?
$20 million or your teeth?
The teeth is out.
Oh my God.
So you taking money and sex. All right.
I know my friend's
teeth. What you get rid of?
This nigga want to. He want to be mysterious. This is what I'm talking about.
Is he the one mysterious person?
Right, he the mysterious person.
He a Scorpio?
He a Leo. He want to be mysterious so fucking bad.
He
like,
said
I don't
he
know.
Get rid of his
y'all
teeth.
Just have to, y'all have to find out.
He said
tune in next week to Dragon Ball Z head ass. Answer the fucking question.
Y'all just going to have to see. Like what?
Y'all going to have to see.
If y'all see me and I ain't got no teeth, then y'all know.
That's crazy.
If y'all see me and I ain't got no teeth, don't ask me for no money.
That mean I'm broke.
That mean I'm broke. I ain't got it. Clearly, I ain't got it. I'm gonna buy some teeth.
Come on,
that's crazy, man. Ooh,
I'm glad you said ski, girl. Why is 60 pregnant? That's crazy.
That's it's not crazy though because
she's been looking like it though.
I would have never.
If you look at her in some of her like most recent photos, you can see the little pudge at the bottom.
Hey, the dusty niggas got the most potent sperm in the world.
Is she pregnant by the one that's on health arrest?
She definitely pregnant.
I mean, that's the one she be fucking.
Ski.
She said she looked. to fuck Raw, so it was bound to happen.
Y'all buying her lip gloss?
No. Oh yeah, I did hear that. Is that gonorrhea? True though?
It sounds so nasty.
Coochie juice.
They said she got all these nasty. I'm not buying her the fucking lip gloss.
That's so nasty. Oh, just putting.
Girl, what color is that?
Coochie juice on my lips.
Gonorrhea.
That's what we should have started the pie with. We should have started the pie with the edited version of Pam's.
Oh my god. Did you find it?
I'm out of town. No, I could just sing it myself. Y'all want me to sing it for the outro? We can do that for the outro. That's what we gonna do.
I'll figure it out.
I know it. I know it.
Somebody said from Pound Town to Ultrasound, and I'm like, damn.
That's how it goes.
That's how it happens. It's circle.
Especially when your nigga got a fucking ankle bracelet.
Things that don't have
nothing to do with it.
It do.
And I know it's that nigga that licked her sex tape. She got a raggedy baby daddy.
You think she got more than 34?
What?
Hell yeah.
I'm just wondering.
She been populated Pound
Town. Her other baby daddy's in jail, ain't they?
Yeah, he is.
No, now, I think it's two of them.
It's two, but she only has one child. So what's the math? She got an abortion?
Maybe her abortion baby.
Oh, wow.
Ski.
Come on.
I just knew she had two kids because she said both her baby daddies is in jail.
She just got the one product of it, though. Just the one. That's crazy.
Remember when Rosalyn was like, her mama up there babysitting her kids?
Jesus babysitting the kids, too. He is.
Damn.
Y'all left some kids for Jesus to babysit.
That's oh my god,
that is what's up.
I don't know about their business, but I know this definitely at least a couple of them.
I got fixed before I could let this shit happen.
You was smart.
Well, we don't have to bash women that did, so you know.
Nobody's bashing women.
No. I know you're not. I'm not saying you are either. I'm just saying, you know, we ain't gotta, you know, elaborate too much on those.
Your choice.
Women have power. My body, my choice.
Your body, your choice.
My body, my choice. Blah.
Pro life.
Those heavenly children, you know.
Oh my god, that's
those heavenly children.
Yeah, we ain't gotta elaborate on them.
Sometimes I think about it, like I wonder how many sons I really got.
Oh my god.
Well, is that including your baby daddies or?
Huh? What you mean?
Like, how many baby daddies would you have?
No, I mean, like, are these niggas your sons?
Oh. Mm. I'm just talking about the ones I brought.
Because you at least got two. I mean, four.
What you mean, baby daddies?
No.
Sons?
Four sons.
She said you sonning these niggas.
Oh.
I am too.
I don't know these men.
That's why the body count don't count.
That's why it don't count.
Exactly.
All right, man.
You know how I've sent Jesus some kids to take care of. He also sent me some kids to take care of.
So you marry? You marry in the flesh?
Yeah.
Modern day?
Never mind. We'll tell the story another day. It's too much.
Why is Jada Pink still on my laptop? Why am I doing this to myself?
Because you lying about her being musty.
I'm not lying.
And she's looking into your soul.
She really was staring at
you. Be careful.
It was musty.
It wasn't musty. I hate that you just have so much disdain for her. Y'all probably would get along really well.
What
did
she do to you?
Nothing.
Just be musty in real life.
Yeah. I think y'all would be friends.
We wouldn't.
Y'all said she was a Virgo?
Not with the way that she speak.
What's y'all compatibility?
I'm a Capricorn, but I don't know.
What she said?
Zodiac.
What she say? How she speak?
Sean ain't know.
Musty. Disrespectful to men.
Oh, sounds like you.
Yeah, probably. You right. We might get along.
Y'all gonna get along. You'll be like, damn, Jada. Whole time we the same motherfucker.
Whole time that nigga Will was kind of soft. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying Will soft.
I think he's just like, passive.
I feel like whatever. If you like it, I love passive? It.
What's his sign?
Okay, I don't want to say
Libra.
Soft.
What is passive?
I don't know, a lot of Libras.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody on her head. He the Libra.
How do we get back to Jada?
He the problem. You did that.
It's your fault.
You did that.
It is.
I want to do.
Wait, you was talking about Stacey Red being pregnant, though?
Yeah, she pregnant.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's nuts. Wild. I ain't got nothing else to say about
she
that.
She pregnant as fuck.
Bad idea.
Y'all
twice.
Think it's going to be a boy or a girl?
Probably a girl.
She need a boy.
Do she?
And that's probably why she going to have a girl.
She don't need no girl. She.
What say? Her teachings?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe a girl might change her. Who knows?
It ain't.
She running fast, too, so I doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
She get a boy. Well, yeah, never mind.
Well, we see how she with her son.
I was about to say something crazy, but I'm going to just.
That's what I'm saying. See, a lot of the time when women have sons, they feel like they ain't got to be as much of an example. If that make any sense.
Yeah, it do, but that's a crazy.
I agree. It is a crazy logic because
like,
still,
I ain't gotta show this nigga what a real woman look like.
Exactly,
just do me.
Or maybe she feel like I'm the kind of woman that's real. I'm real. I'm a woman. This is what I'm doing.
Okay.
So, I think maybe that could be it. I don't know. I will say, to me, it ain't no different having a son or a daughter. I feel like it's certain things that I don't want my sons thinking is okay for a woman to do, and I also feel like it's certain things that I don't want my daughter to feel like it's okay to do. So with that, he done made me lose my train of fucking thought. I hate this
nigga. For the part is all I
Wait, are you a naked mom?
Am I? I'm definitely a naked mom.
I am
mom.
Too.
I don't know what that is.
What's that?
But, that walks around naked.
But niggas say that it's not okay.
What's not okay?
Is that you walk around and let your son. Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend didn't like that when I first.
Yeah, a lot of niggas.
I would do it in front of Carter and he'd be like, hey, go put some clothes on. Nigga, no.
Yeah.
This nigga been all up inside of this motherfucker.
Is that weird?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
I don't think it's weird.
As a man,
it might be for the man.
For boys,
that's what I'm asking.
For boys in your house, yes.
Yeah, a lot of men say that.
The reason
though.
That is because that little boy obviously is going to know what the anatomy of a woman's body is, but eventually he'll have sexual thoughts or.
About his mama? But I feel like that's sexualizing.
Not about anatomy.
His mama. No, not about his mama, but. It's kind of like opening the. This is just a man's logic. I'll speak for myself. I'll speak for myself.
Please.
It just seems
now
as
you
if
only
it
speak
will,
for yourself.
I mean, I speak for all men. You know, I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I wear clothes, so yeah. I'm asking because I wear clothes.
It's just a little too revealing for a boy knowing he will have the thoughts will you know eventually start.
Most men think that racing. Though.
And it ain't about his mama, but eventually he's gonna start seeing other women with titties, and he's
at least
realize,
he don't
like,
know what titties look like.
Yeah, I feel like
you know,
a body
that's
is a
be
body.
Real wild when he start imagining what titties look
but
like.
But a body
in his
is a body,
you know,
and I feel like we have a very over sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
So you gonna be the one household to
existing.
Break that?
No, but what I do in my household is my household. So,
I agree.
So I don't have to be the one household to break it, but if that's okay with me and my household and I'm being open with my kids and we're talking about anatomy and that's just science and that's just life and that's just regular, like I don't feel like my son should feel away every time he sees some titties.
So,
like,
so you just shouldn't wear a muumuu around the house?
I can wear a muumuu, but if all I want to, then I'm fucking not.
I'm not sleeping.
If I sleep and I'm naked,
you should be able to do
it's a lot of times.
If I'm sleeping and I'm naked and I wake up in the middle of the night to like, oh, go turn on the air or go to the kitchen or something, I'm not about to get fully fucking dressed to go do that.
We got
to
get you a robe.
I was about to say, I will put on a robe.
I'm not putting on a robe if I don't want to. I got robes. I have several robes. Christopher.
We got to get you a robe.
You don't got to give me no robe because I got a bunch of them.
You just going to hit the door with your titties hanging?
I will.
And I respect it. Same.
I will too.
With that being said, it's usually like late at night or you know what I'm saying, but
accidents happen.
As a boy, me living with my mother and seeing my mother walk out the room butt ass naked would fuck with me a little bit. Like,
I just want somebody to say naked. That's
all
I've been waiting on.
You never see your mama naked?
I have, but it wasn't something I was just like waiting to see. Like,
but that's what we're saying.
Like,
we're not saying that you're waiting to see. It's just
still
normal.
No.
Were you scared?
How many men in here? How many of y'all have seen y'all moms naked?
You got to say naked.
Oh my god!
It's not abnormal. I feel like that's one of them things where it's like, what it is, what you make it.
I'd much rather know the mystery of my mama's nipples. Like, yuck. Like, really? Like, this
you
is traumatizing.
On nipples.
Even if you suckled
nigga,
from her breasts.
Nigga, I don't remember
breasts.
Sucking on the nipples when
so?
I was
what if you was
10?
It is just entirely
what if you was 10?
Doing what? All right. Sucking on my mama titties at 10 is
oh
crazy.
My God.
That's white people shit. Wait,
no,
can I say that?
No, because there's definitely black mothers, not me, that do that.
No, we do. Like, 3-year-olds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? This nigga got teeth.
Apparently it doesn't
they
hurt.
They let them wean themselves.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing, Dave?
It's an emotional attachment.
Yeah, like the oral fixation.
Boy, let my friend talk.
I was just going to say, I agree with Shanae. It's just too hard to always make sure that I'm covered up, especially if y'all motherfuckers just y'all
busting in my room.
Exactly. Y'all are always in my fucking space. So
my
here,
son literally just
devil's
opens
advocate.
The door all the
here
time.
Y'all are.
Devil's
y'all,
advocate. Is it the same
the
for dads?
The only question they're going to have is why is everybody's nipples not pierced? Sorry. Like, I don't know.
I've never been in a household, including the house with my mother, where there was a father around too. So I don't got an answer for you.
That's my mama stayed naked.
I'm
naked.
My mama too.
I too. It's just too hard though. Like,
but y'all girls.
When I get home
Okay. I still didn't want to see her.
I don't give a fuck.
Sorry, Mom.
I don't give a fuck.
I did.
My mama coming this bitch naked right now. I'm like, she hey, will.
Even with your friends, I've definitely seen your mother.
That's
your
what
mama,
I'm saying.
Your mama walking here naked right now. I'm going to put my hand on my wallet.
Oh, my God.
Give her some. Never mind.
No, nah, I'm making sure no money fly out of it.
No, nah, give it her and the I'm whole leaving. Wallet.
No.
Give her the wallet.
No, I'm going home.
All right. Listen,
I already know what's going down. Your mom walking here naked. Nope, it's gonna be too much moving, too much shaking. I'm leaving.
I think this is also just a thing of maybe women and men feel like men are kind of biologically less comfortable with stuff like that. Like men, I know plenty of men who like I will never sleep naked. Like they hate it. Like they won't even if it's nobody in the house.
And
like
to
they
answer won't do your it. Question, also, Kyrie, I've seen my father naked. Also, I wasn't happy about it. It wasn't like I was like, "Dad,
the balls, Johnson Dean."
No, it was like, "Yuck!" Like nigga, like
I don't think that's different.
I was just wondering, playing devil's advocate.
I don't think
let's
it's different.
Not act like we don't live in a world of double standards.
I know I hate double standards.
That's why I said devil's advocate.
I don't think it's different. I think it's different. I would be mortified if one of the kids saw
mommy.
Yeah, or even if it was like one of his biological kids, I'd be like,
I was just about to say, I think it's different. When
no,
it ain't
but
your
even
kid.
Okay, even the biological kids, if it was. You know, whoever, one of the biological kids, I'm like, hey, man, I think chill. It's different. I just think it's different. If you got a daughter,
then you let your daughter. Didn't you say you weren't going to talk?
Told you.
I just said I have an issue with that. Why? The man.
He just said, why is it different?
What's the problem? Oh, this shit's gross. I don't know.
They got less.
You
than
are
us.
Not helping this.
They only got one
all.
Part.
Yeah, they understand totally.
We got
what we're
titties
saying.
And veg.
What Vonjay basically like stated it, is what like, makes it really different, and she really didn't have much of an answer for
I
it.
I feel like,
but it's weird.
I feel like you can see titties anywhere. Like dinglings are just different. I don't know.
She feel like she feel like the movie rating
like
people.
Yeah, she like the titties on TV.
The
like,
titties
I don't have
fine.
To hide my titties because they show them on TV.
Yeah,
but like, you need to hide your.
What if the what if the dad is like Melvin and he just cooking, can't see the front, just a little ass.
Oh yeah, he got it covered up with a tray.
What about that?
What's some breakfast?
Yeah,
some breakfast, nigga.
Boy, listen, I would never cook breakfast again if I walked in and see my daddy cook breakfast naked.
Are you kidding me?
No, that would be so traumatizing.
Oh my he God. Waking up at 2 p.m. every day.
Sweating and shit. What the fuck? Tired of having this nightmare.
Boy, it's just a little booty hole. A little tootsie roll.
A little tootsie roll. Tootsie roll friend.
That is kind of gross. So you walk in and see your daddy just right there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Daddy, what is you doing?
I'm walking to see my father's tootsie roll, dog. I'm wilding.
So basically,
I'm going to yell at my father for that.
So the anatomy of men is disgusting, y'all.
Yes.
So, we're all in agreement.
Now we're bashing men, and I don't like
it's
the
not, it's I'm not a bash.
I'm not bashing men. Yes. I just feel like the anatomy of a man is just like.
Not appealing.
The anatomy
not
of
as
both is kind of wild, but yeah.
Dicks be ugly.
Say that.
Even if they're not ugly, it's just like.
Sometimes they be pretty.
Don't let them. I just, like, you don't need to have your dick out in front of the kids, man. Put your dick up. That's how I feel.
Why is your dick out in front of the kids?
Yeah,
like,
this is
like,
crazy.
What you going through? But
him telling you to put some clothes on is not.
Like, why are your titties hanging in this house? Like,
let's
relax.
Talk about double standards.
Okay. Double standards.
The double standard is that a man can have sex with 35 women and nobody's going to bat an eye.
But if a girl
he
do
a player.
It,
but if she do it, niggas is going to act like they choking on their drink on
that nigga
TV.
Said, damn.
And poured another drink. Like. You wildin'.
See, that's what I'm saying.
How
I'm
many do you
but
think
that's,
he's
but that's
had.
Why I fuck with double standards, though.
Yeah.
He probably up there. He probably about.
I don't.
30,
yeah, 30, I don't
in
believe.
In college, he probably smashed.
But
all
I mean,
the
to him, that's probably like you know. That's.
I
good,
mean, yeah, a male thing.
Yeah, it's
to
like.
Do.
I'm just being me, doing my thing. I was in the league, college. You know, he probably really think that way.
I mean,
but
she
as a
was,
woman, she's
yeah.
supposed to hold her blossom true or whatever the fuck.
Now
you
why? Because I'm because I done met several niggas in the league like you was in the league.
Oh shit.
She, I mean, she did about? Play. She did play.
No, and she fucked with she niggas that play.
No, I'm saying she played collegiate ball, too. Or collegiate something, I can't remember. Oh, she played soccer.
Let me tell you what.
That don't count.
The type of niggas
I'm
is
just
probably
saying.
In.
She was out there.
She was out there getting inquiries on her for credit
score. Okay,
score.
She messed with a football player. Do that
and basketball.
Shannon Sharp is 55. The type of men that are probably in her inbox, and he had cancer.
Shannon Sharp, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Listen, I know a 50 something year old.
They wild.
Come on,
that think
that have the same mentality as Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah. I mean, that could be, you know.
It might be a generational
thing. Yeah, I was going to say it's generational.
If y'all think I be wilding now, if I had the type of niggas in my inbox that's in Brittany Ritter inbox,
it'd be more than 35.
Hang it up.
Flat jersey screen. In the, jersey in the rafters, baby. We'll picture with the Hunter sign.
Hey, my jersey already up there, baby.
Oh, man, my fault. No disrespect.
What do you think your credit score would be?
I don't know, because if you ask some people, my credit score might be all the bad credit score.
520.
450.
If I ask the real niggas, they're going to say, boy, your shit up there is 850. You good. It's 925. That's what they're going to say.
Shut up.
I'm with her.
You staying with that?
Yeah.
All
right. I'm gonna stick beside her.
That's just like your reputation. It just depends on who you
it's
ask.
It's beautiful how black women come together.
It depends on who Lord, you ask. Listen.
It is, because everybody sees much. You it's in a different way.
I know at least five people that y'all talk to about me, and they gonna dog me.
Five.
I know at least two.
At least five. I can count them. What? I got two baby daddies.
That's what I know, saying. But where the other one of them?
He love me. He
I was about
me.
To say, oh, I'll give you one.
Okay, one.
Where the other one?
What you mean?
I mean, five people.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we ain't got to get to dropping
we'll
names.
We'll talk about it, because y'all know.
Bringing a list together.
Don't get me to drop a name, because y'all know I will drop a name. I drop a name. Hello, don't give a
But you have a brilliant personality.
I agree with you. I agree
that's
with
probably
y'all.
Why, that's probably what's giving her a little extra boost on that credit score. She got that experience boost, but that's the personality boost.
And that's
it
cool.
helped just a little bit to say, you know what, she ain't too bad.
So she paid off one of the small loans.
Nah, she ain't paid off shit. Probably. Oh, but, I mean,
I paid off.
But the boost
it fell
helped,
off. It fell off
her
credit.
Regardless,
I applied for the repayment plan, and I'm paying on top.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? I see what you did there.
That's what's happening,
fellas. I'm glad y'all get a chance to still hear this. You know. Consume some of this bullshit, because they. I mean, you know, the thoughts of a woman's mind.
Not for nothing though. Honestly and truly, I think that a thing that men, and I'm going to say men, like in dating and stuff like that, appreciate about me is I am very blunt and honest.
She
about
is blunt. She don't know how to lie, y'all.
About it.
That is another good thing for that credit score.
That's what I'm
a
saying.
A man love an honest woman.
There go another boost.
Yeah, man, listen, you might be in this 725.
No, it's 925.
She ain't lying. Oh, 925, my fault. Yeah. 925. Max.
Don't do my friend.
Hello. She can get a Bentley right now.
G-Wagon.
She riding around and getting it.
Bet.
I do want a G-Wagon for real. No bullshit.
We're going to put it in the business account. Don't worry about it.
Let's do it. I got an LLC for us.
But let's trap them
let's
out.
Start applying for stuff.
Might as well.
Are they going to do PPP?
If they do another PPP loan, man, we definitely going to get one.
Y'all I missed out.
I'm an employee at that point.
You think they going to do it again?
Employee? I don't know.
Y'all missed out?
I bet we won't miss the next one. God,
I bet I'm
going to start coughing on people.
Tyree, find out if we can get some money.
I will.
Listen, we can get a loan. A
is that a $20 million for me?
It ain't going to be $20 million.
I'm just saying.
It might be $20,000.
I mean, it's up there. I know I'm reaching very, very far.
You gotta shoot high, though.
She can't be the accountant. She gonna
manifestation.
We gonna be short as hell. She come said, "There go now, my 20
she,
million right
didn't
there."
She start this saying, "I was a Christian. I'm gonna pray it into existence."
Well, listen,
what did you
manifest? Them the ones be praying on you.
No, oh, don't do
not
me.
That kind of Christian.
I ain't doing no witchcraft.
No, that was the wrong praying on. Like,
not that when he
oh
prayed.
My
taking
God.
Advantage praying on my father.
That all of that.
The family
no,
that
I'm doing. I'm doing a pray with an A.
Okay.
Hello. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play
in the Holy Spirit.
I don't like you.
Y'all didn't go to church today,
just,
huh?
Hey, I cannot wait. We got some footage coming in the pipeline, y'all.
Damn,
I can't
footage?
Wait till y'all. I cannot wait till y'all are able to see Chris's face on a regular basis and
no.
the bullshit he be on.
Dog, I'm gonna be wearing glasses. It's me straight face.
He already talking about. Well, I could just not be on the camera.
I'm roll
like,
my chair around. Get
chair, what
get
chair?
Weird. Whatever chair gonna be in the spin.
It ain't no chair.
I'm gonna get a chair that can spin. Fuck this.
With the $20 million.
Yep.
So listen, if you gonna get the $20 million, cause you if you don't get no $20 million,
leave it to Chris is
know.
Only gonna be $20K.
No, I'm gonna split it right.
I'm talking about the money Danielle asked us about. We gonna be
Oh.
24 to 60. We gonna be $100 million up.
Yeah, everybody yeah. taking the money.
Damn,
nobody
we,
passing
wait,
the money.
We
but
gonna
Andre.
All have individual PPP loans?
No,
yeah,
we talking about
jail.
The $20 million that Danielle asked us about.
That you
earlier.
Gave your chief up for.
Oh,
yeah, you don't
shit.
Have he doesn't have $20 million. Let's
nah,
be clear.
I definitely
he
gave
knew,
my
he
definitely
gave up his
gave
teeth.
Up my
yeah,
teeth.
He gave up his teeth.
Yeah. You can keep them
he
bitches
gave up his
for
teeth.
$20 million.
I gave up my teeth.
Oh,
too.
Oh.
Everybody's keeping the money.
For sure.
Right. Nobody said not the money.
Now I don't know who about to be up in here horny and angry, but it's not me.
Man, listen.
That 20 million gonna be useless if a nigga horny.
I still say masturbation I can do.
Yeah, the Chris gonna be in here knocking shit over.
Is that a loophole?
That's not sex.
What's gonna happen if I masturbate?
Yeah, it's not
sex. They gonna take your money.
How they gonna know?
Matter of fact, they take your money and your teeth.
How they gonna know?
Oh, that's a punishment for that ass.
Yeah.
How they gonna know?
That's tough.
It's God that gave it to
Sierra,
you.
Sierra, that's not sex. They can't be.
It's
mad
not
at
sex.
It's God.
If that ain't sex, then veneers ain't teeth.
What? Yes, they are.
Boom.
No, loophole.
Yes, they are.
It's not bones.
But we said no loophole.
It's not bones that came from my skull.
Okay, money. What about dentures?
No penetration. Just
God didn't ask us, bitch, you giving away sex yeah, 20 million on that. Your teeth.
But you is not even talking in your microphone.
Oh, sorry. But I'm saying, why can't you masturbate? Like, no penetration.
Hold it.
Nah, come on now.
It's not no penetration.
Don't play with it.
It's not. That's not sex.
It's not sex, bro.
It is sex.
It's not.
It is sex.
If you can bust a nut, it's sex.
What if I go to, I get to that point and then be like,
you going to really go crazy sitting around edging.
Y'all really finding loopholes for this.
Go pee. I'll be all right.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'll just go use edging.
Y'all trifling. Because now you sitting on the bathroom spot. Oh. Yep. Y'all are trifling.
You got me red-handed.
Wiping all hard. Bitch, you
wiping
ain't
all hard.
What you want me to do, man?
God is the one gave me a got 20 million. If y'all think he don't know what y'all doing, you crazy.
Don't bring my God into this.
So you saying, hold on.
No, it's not God, Sierra. It's not God.
It is God.
It's not.
It is too.
Don't bring my God into this.
It is God. And Sierra, you a slick puller.
Tell me that. Nigga, you the only one married. God ain't asking us to give up.
I was about to say that. 20 million, I ain't married.
Chris already don't be having sex. You might just say that one.
You should have just gave sex away.
Jesus.
All right.
Oh, but he don't have no kids.
I'm trying
he
so hard
kids.
To stay out of people's business. Stop.
That's he why, do have
that's
sex.
Why I
stop.
We that's just why playing. I don't have no kids.
No, I'm saying you can't give up sex because you need to have kids. Fact. Don't say that's why you ain't got no kids because y'all don't have sex
in vitro.
Yo, it is.
But that's what they say.
So y'all purposely don't have sex so you don't have kids?
That's not what
damn.
I said.
Oh. Now how you get now? How did A plus B equals F?
Because he said we don't have kids because we don't have sex.
Y'all remember
no,
that game
don't have kids.
Y'all remember that game of telephone? That's what that feels like.
That one.
Y'all ain't having sex because y'all don't want to have kids.
What?
We don't have kids.
We don't have sex because we want the 20
that's
mil.
That's why he can't give up sex.
That's it.
Because I do need to leave.
And that's gonna
shot.
Be 40 because it's 20.
But that's gonna be nasty having a kid this late.
Is it?
I'm gonna do it, but
how old are you?
Because it's this little motherfucker.
Because he's gonna be old
as fuck.
If this
little motherfucker don't cry for the first year straight, I'm gonna be frustrated.
Cry?
What?
Let's be real.
Oh, because it's gonna be a little slow.
No, hello, Sierra.
Whoa, Sierra, why?
Game of telephone.
Everybody,
game of telephone.
Nobody's listening.
I missed that.
How did you get that?
This escalated way too quickly.
He said if it don't cry for the first year.
No, if it does cry for the first year.
Oh, I thought you said if it don't. I was asking like you think.
Yeah, you know how y'all kids be crying.
I just don't
want to
say nothing else
straight.
That's why I said I like to be out of
mine. Did
okay. Thank
you. No, you got to hold your kid a little bit. Then it won't.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. No, some babies cry.
See, they mean, look at all the false information true. I'm about to gain.
They can have, I mean, they could be colicky.
I got a friend. She said all she do is hold that little motherfucker and all she do is cry.
Yeah. No. But what she do?
What does she do?
What the mama
you
do?
You know who I'm talking about. So she fucking nurturing. I wish she could nurture me sometimes.
Oh.
Some babies just don't give a fuck.
Right. I don't believe
that's the truth. That's the part that I believe in.
I think Chris is really going to be like,
I'll
babysit
Chris.
Offended when it's time for like pre-K graduation and everybody be like,
oh, is that your grandpa?
Leonardo, that's your granddad.
Leonardo, that's a good name.
That is actually pretty cute.
That's a good name.
And it's fitting Leonardo. For like an older parent.
Yeah.
Mm.
Leo.
I see the shade.
I do
see
like
what
Leo
y'all
though.
Now.
It wasn't shade.
And you're doing good because it's like the layup line where every one of y'all.
But you're
going to
have a junior,
backboard.
Right? Leonardo Jr.
No, I don't want a junior. Hell no. I do not want a junior.
So do you want like
why
a timeless
not?
Name or do you want like something new?
Jerome.
Some new booty shit.
Like you. Craig Anthony or something like two names.
Oh no.
Little Craig Anthony. Bring your little badass over here.
I hate that.
C-A.
Sounds
C-A.
Nasty.
I do like the double name thing, but Craig Anthony.
That's
because
y'all haters.
It should be Craig and
but
Bernie.
If you have a
that's
girl,
the problem.
If you have a girl, you
Craig Anthony.
If
Craig
Anthony.
God damn it, Kyrie.
Craig Anthony.
A girl as a Chris is super cute. I
oh,
love you.
I love
be
adorable.
Oh, Chris.
I like that. I
me
like
too.
Yeah.
And then you got to get her
but,
like
but,
a
but give her an H, please.
No, she won't have an H.
No, don't give her an H. Chris. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Oh, K-R-I-S.
I'm with you.
I like that.
Shut your bloody ass up.
K-R-I-S.
No, I wish I would have named my son with a C. With a K, and I hate it.
It's super cute.
Because you was cripping.
She was trying to be different.
I don't know. His
daddy. She was being compliant.
Is that blood in? Which one is it? It's
K is blood.
K is
blood.
K is blood.
Okay, cool. So
because you don't want to spell it with a C.
I don't know why that's... All right, never mind. Not my
but TT might be like me and
but
be like...
But K is a strong letter. That's the strongest letter in the alphabet.
Or her, whatever you want.
Because it's...
Okay. No, because of the balance of the actual letter K.
We don't use that letter.
She just wants everybody in there to be K because her name's Farmer K.
I'm so serious right now.
Where do you get that from?
I did the same thing. All mine's are D's. I say all mine
her
like I got a whole bunch.
All K's except the last one.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a mistake.
Listen
to
that nigga daddy.
See?
Again, daddy
can't be compliant. You got to do what you want.
Exactly.
So how y'all talking about me about baby names? And nigga, I'm not going to be able to pick it no way.
You never know. She could be compliant.
Clearly,
be
compliant. Men don't make good decisions.
I was compliant also.
I wasn't.
Well, kind of.
My son got my whole name. His middle name is my maiden name.
Jacob's father requested that his name start with a J.
So yeah. Y'all do be listening.
We take consideration.
I never knew
compromise.
That.
I do what I want.
I never knew women listen.
Only when they're pregnant.
Here we go.
Okay, makes sense.
We do get a little stupider.
Stupider?
Stupider.
Okay, cool.
Only when we...
Just in utero.
Like you.
When there's in utero. That too.
When that baby in y'all. Okay.
Both my kids got D names.
You didn't like the daddy?
No, my name starts with a D. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do.
And the daddy was never going to fight her about that. She was going to have her way. He already knew to just shut the fuck up. He'd be like, thanks for figuring it out. Guess we can move on to something else.
Well, there are some men that are fine with them. Hey, you make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. You picked me. Okay, are y'all ready for me to sing the Pound Town? Edited?
No, wait. Let me see if I can help you with that.
I don't think it's gonna say it on there though.
Where did you hear the edited version?
Sexy Red performed it at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Oh, I see her do the one. Oh, with DaBaby.
I'm out of town, thugging with my rounds.
That was really
my
ghetto.
Cookies pink, my tootsie roll brown. Where the hitters? I'm looking for the bros. Quit playing hitter. Come suck up. Toes.
And she called herself a hoe.
I mean,
she said she looking for the hoes.
No, yeah. She said I am a hoe.
Oh yeah, she is. I ain't no scary ass bitch. I'm a hoe.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.